Welcome back to Inside Agriculture on this Wednesday morning. Well, keep your eyes peeled because you should start seeing some excellent Northwest cherries in the grocery stores. Carly Lang, Domestic Promotions Director at Northwest Cherries, says they'll be here before you know it.
West Coast, I would say probably anywhere around June 7th or 8th. East Coast, you're probably looking more to mid-June when we really ramp up volume and can get it trucked over there.
How about domestic versus exports?
As of right now, domestically, everything's looking good. Foreign, I know there's going to be some issues with transit, but I haven't heard anything domestically that we're going to be facing.
Lang says it's shaping up to be a very good year.
We just had our cherry marketing committee meeting and heard from several growers there, and they are very optimistic and very happy with how everything is looking right now.
There are 9% more cherries expected than last year, and the quality is great.
And it might even be a little bit bigger than that. We never know. But yeah, the quality is looking excellent.
Again, that's Carly Lang of Northwest Cherries. And while we enjoy strawberries this summer, you may be surprised to learn this fruit has several varieties. But why is this not necessarily known? Rod Bain has more.
While yes, a year-round treat anytime, there is still association of strawberries ready for harvest in June in many parts of the country. Some varieties that are day neutral can bear fruit until October in Florida.
Florida is especially interesting because they plant in the fall and harvest in the winter.
According to USDA research geneticist Kim Lewers. But for most types of strawberries, the sixth month of the year is the time for picking and eating. Did you hear me mention varieties as related to strawberries? And your reply may have been, strawberries have different varieties? The short answer is yes. Among those are cultivars developed and produced at the Agricultural Research Station in Beltsville, Maryland.
Blakemore, Red Steel, Tribute, and TriStar.
And varieties such as Early Glow, Jewel, Sweet Anne, and Seascape developed elsewhere. Yet you say, I've never seen a specific strawberry variety promoted in a supermarket or retail outlet. Lewers says there is a reason for that.
What the industry calls branding.
Perhaps the most common example of branding when it comes to fresh fruits are apples.
So when you go to a store and you're looking at apples, you can look for Fuji or you can look for Granny Smith or something like that.
Yet for other types of fruits such as strawberries, branding is not common. Or perhaps it's even a rare occurrence.
Apples can be stored for about a year, and strawberries only maybe a week. We'd like it if you could buy them in the store, and then they'd last until the next time you go to the store. That would be ideal. I think that's why most fruits aren't branded, so you don't know what variety you're getting when you go to a store.
Like any fruit or vegetable with cultivars, various traits are considered in the breeding process and development of new strawberry varieties. In the case of ARS Beltsville and Kim Lewer's work,
one of our major goals has been natural disease resistance, and the other one has been fruit quality, which includes flavor.
With the genetic material for USDA strawberry program available to other breeding programs across the country.
For example, Driscoll's has used our material for improving flavor. And the University of Florida has also used our material for improving flavor. And the University of California and others, several others, have used our material for breeding for disease resistance.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And that's Inside Agriculture for this Wednesday morning. Eric and I will be back tomorrow. Have a great day.